This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studio.
Apparently we're getting new Arcade Fire music this year.
We dropped that news yesterday, Jordan. Were you doing that listen longer thing?
Damn.
There she is.
Got her. Ooh, look at you.
Got her. I was quick too on that one.
I'm proud. I almost did Matt and Kim Monday.
Well, I was gonna throw on I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats, but I was like, you know, would it play? It is technically Tuesday, but it is like a Monday for most people, so. Or a lot of people.
You wanted to play that today or when you were doing
I was gonna do that today.
Okay.
Because I forgot yesterday. We had a lot of moving parts yesterday. That board is tough.
Dude, I heard that you did it very well.
It was, I mean, so, by the way, that's a real thing. Somebody jacks with our board tonight.
Is it Mr. Lost Cause? Because
get your last call with Lost Cause.
He just tweeted me and was like, hey, sorry we haven't met yet, but I'm really excited that you're here. And I was like, same to you. But if he's the one messing with our
board. It's got to be Cause. And he means so well. But I don't know if you haven't met Cause yet. I love him to death. But Cause's default, when in doubt, he's not listening, but when in doubt, Cause just likes to turn everything on.
Right. Right. He had left a sticky note on the studio board over there and said, sorry, I touched some buttons.
Yeah, that's Cause. I love him to death. That's my boy.
That was it.
That's my boy.
We have a guest in the studio.
Oh, who we got, Jordan?
Oh, God, you don't know who this is?
Of course I do. Okay. But I'm letting you tee it up.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
This is your guest.
Hey, guys.
This is the voice of Cousin Michelle.
The voice of Cousin Michelle.
The one, the only, the legend, Cousin Michelle.
When'd you get in, Cousin Michelle?
I got in last Thursday, Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right, because you had to call him back up.
It was a rough day.
We went out to a restaurant someday this weekend, and the server comes up to us and goes, are you two together? And I just flipped out. I was like, no, that's disgusting. This is my first cousin. I'm not so lonely.
Well, listen, that's hot now. That's in the news. I mean, that is the new thing now. I don't know if it's a Game of Thrones complex, but if you go to certain websites on the internet, that's like the trending topic now. And trust me, big fan.
Wow, I'm going to set this straight right now.
Big fan.
The server asked us if we were together, and then I threw a fit, and then she's like, no, I mean like on the same check.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
So many joints. Did you ever do the math on that song?
Smoked them all. Let's see. Smoke two. That smoke. Joint at night. So that's three a day. No, this one in the afternoon. Hold on. So that's four.
Times of peace and times of war. We need to just go.
Let's do that next time.
We play this song.
Yeah.
We're going to count how many joints he smokes.
I got at least four up until like the 5 o'clock hour. So yeah.
True.
And after that, I guess he does one at night. So.
Yep. I have no idea.
I do. It was excellent.
That's what I love about you.
Happy President's Day yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I'm so sorry. We're doing a thing. But I have a thing where I always stay on brand for the holidays. So 4th of July, because I'm a nerd. So I wake up, I watch John Adams on HBO. He read the Declaration of Independence.
Damn.
I'm like that dummy. So yesterday I get like super, super high. And I love watching old Obama speeches because, again, I'm like that guy. So, yeah. His third State of the Union's pretty great.
I'm proud of you. That's a good thing to do. God, 4th of July, I'm like doing heroin or something.
Girl, same. As we read the Declaration, it's great.
I don't read anything.
It makes it very, very, very more interesting.
Mm. Mm-hmm. P.S. I don't do heroin. It's just it's the end of a joke. It's the very end of a joke.
Same. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
We've got the Buzz Family Creep.
Yeah, let's creep.
Huge things happening in the news right now. Bernie Sanders launching a second presidential candidacy.
That's what you're looking for.
Right.
We got that for news, too. I have some audio for you.
That's amazing. And fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld dies at 85. He was the creative director for Chanel and Fendi.
Oh, okay.
Literally just happened.
Because that went straight over my head.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, what are you talking about?
You don't watch enough Project Runway, but believe me, I watch enough of it for all of us.
What a good show, though. I do love that show. I watch a little bit. I love that show.
It's good. Do you see anything fun?
Yeah, I wanted to give a nice little hey and a good morning to my girl, Miss Julianne on Instagram. We worked together at Sporting. She used to be sideline reporter, and now she's starting, she's hosting Good Day Kansas. So congrats, Jillian. She's one of my favorites, and she's going to rock. She's going to be awesome.
That's amazing. Congrats.
Yeah. She's great.
Roger on Facebook said, the itsy bitsy spider crawled under the toilet seat, and it's a picture of exactly what you would expect.
Oh, no. I'm out.
Yeah. Overland Park.
Classic OP, am
I right? Is that real? Oh, I'd have to burn the whole city down.
Yeah.
One spider.
Especially if you got that bathroom, like, in the family room downstairs by, like, the concrete. Yeah, you're done.
How are the spiders here? How are the bugs here when it cools up, when it warms up?
Flies are pretty bad. Flies suck. We used to have a pretty bad mosquito problem. That's getting a little bit better. What's the big thing now? We had a tick problem for a while. Bed bugs. Bed bugs suck. Oak mites, also, that's a thing here, too. So, yeah.
Are they just like tiny mites that live in trees?
I think they end up in your bed.
Oh, my gosh.
I never had them, so I lucked out. But, yeah, we got all that stuff in Lee Summit.
We need to get you out of there.
Stink bugs.
Oh.
Cicadas. Oh. Right around the fall
Those make
season.
So much noise. They bother me all the time.
And I don't know what they're good for. I feel like they're just useless. They're, yes. I don't know what they do.
Agreed.
They just die at Boy Scout camp because I saw a lot of them there. you know what? I like that people are doing a spin on the pothole problem.
Okay.
Because I've seen a few people, and by a few, I mean like one person, who is doing like the pothole picks, but putting some really pretty filters on it to really make it feel like it's maybe not so terrible.
Nice.
Glass half full kind of deal. Thank you, Buzz family. I appreciate that.
I Instagrammed a picture of Jack and Rose, and Jack from Titanic is that in the pothole.
Was so funny.
Thank you.
That may be one of the best memes I've seen.
I did not make it up, but someone sent it to me because they know I love that movie.
That was so funny. He's like in the pothole. It was excellent.
Yes!
That was so funny.
It's what it's like.
Yeah, we almost died on several potholes.
Yes.
Yep. It was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Cousin Michelle. Yeah, this is a thing here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because last time you were here, I don't think it was as bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Because it hadn't got cold or hadn't had like the ice and stuff yet. Yeah. Whew. Yeah,
Maine is known for the potholes where we're from, but it's nothing compared to out here. It's nuts.
This is ridiculous, mm-hmm. And it's just getting worse because it won't ever stop snowing.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
I forgot Mayor Sly James, not our favorite Sly James.
I love how you have to differentiate.
We have to now. That's what has happened on this program. He even put out a tweet and said, "Yo, we got like a ton of openings. I know y'all don't like these potholes, but if y'all want to do something about it." You know, kcmo.gov.
I'm going to get a job out here.
Go apply today.
Speaking of Sly James, I just opened my Instagram and Sly James updated with
Hold
the
on.
Cat.
There we go. Okay.
Excuse me. Not the Sly James, the man. Sly James, the cat. It's National Lashes Day. Big old lashes on that cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I love when
okay.
Sly's owner puts things on the cat's face.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's amazing. Like, hold on. Let me see.
National Lashes Day.
Look at them lashes.
Instagram.com/SlyJamesTheCat. Beautiful.
Question for the owner. How does she put things on the cat's face without the cat killing her?
It's a mystery. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
You don't really want to know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
It's not like it's something bad. I asked, and the closest that I got to an answer was, the cat is very good.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I know when to stop asking questions.
You got a good one. You got it. That's it. That is a, I mean, that's a model cat.
Right.
Like that cat walks the catwalk. Oh my God. The catwalk for the cat. I'm done for the day. Thank you.
You have to make the catwalk.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
We at Jordan Silver and Friends really appreciate the Buzz family member that texted in that they counted 6 joints while listening to smoke 2 joints.
Yes, they have the validation as well. He kept receipts. He smokes 2 joints before he smokes 2 joints, and then he smokes 2 more. That's 6 joints right there. Thank you from the 816.
Yes, look, our little mathematicians.
Is that right? I feel like we're still off by a few.
I do, but maybe we'll play the song again somewhere in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll try.
We may have to do some cut-ins and count.
Could you hear us? We would be so annoying.
The answer is 1. The answer is
2. 3, 4. He has 2, so we're at 6 now.
We should have a little bell that rings, like ding.
P.S. That's the kind of math that we do here in radio.
And that's like the most math we're going to do.
It
that's
really is.
It.
Kids, learn math if you want to do something other than radio.
Stay in school and just do a lot more drugs. I can't tell you what to do.
So I'm last...
Not your mother.
He is not your mother. That is for damn sure. So last night, Cousin Michelle and I were just flipping through the channels, and we spotted something on Hallmark Channel. which is not a channel that I normally stop at.
Mm.
I know. It seems like I would, but no. I'm usually watching stuff from PBS. That's my channel.
Okay.
Or Investigation Discovery. It's my Gemini thing.
You're part of the 7 people that watch that channel?
7 billion?
Oh.
I've been to people's houses that were just like, let's watch Investigation Discovery.
It's in the lobby of every prison I've been to.
Really?
Yes.
How many prisons have you been to?
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, well. We smoked joints in the morning. We smoked 2 joints.
Wait. Are you going to do Like a Stone?
Like a Stone.
That's Hartzell's awkward song. When you ask him something that he does not want to answer, all of a sudden he'll break out into it.
I'll wait for you there alone.
Literally. And he backs out. It's really crazy.
I like it.
So we were watching the 2019 American Rescue Dog Show. Mm. You know how into the Westminster Dog Show I was.
Yes.
That doesn't hold a candle to this, the American Rescue Dog Show.
Ooh.
This is so incredible. The categories, they had 10. Instead of, best, fox terrier or whatever, the categories were best in talking.
Best in, oh, what?
Okay. Yeah, the dogs that go. Dogs.
That was one of the categories that somebody won.
I got a talkers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Best in special needs. And it was a diabetic chihuahua that won.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Gumdrop.
Gumdrop, the diabetic chihuahua.
Okay, that's adorable. Oh, stop it. Okay, that's getting me emotional. I haven't even heard the audio yet. Oh, my God.
The best in couch potato was a giant Doberman.
Yes. It was beautiful.
I feel like I could have done then.
It's literally what I said. I was going to curl up on the couch and be best couch potato.
I wanted to be this one. I wanted to win this one. Best in wiggly butt.
Oh, yes.
Literally was a category. She was screaming. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom right now. I go over and I've got 3 text messages by the time I come back, which is less than 30 seconds. Yeah, cousin, they're doing the wiggly butt.
I can just hear you say, cousin, it is time. Cousin.
I'm screaming fire.
Come on. These are the categories that I wish we could have got at the Westminster. Like, this is the content I want. This is what I desire.
But you forgot the other one.
Oh, no, I'm not forgetting anything. I'm going to. This is how we do radio, Michelle.
Okay.
Oh. We lead it all in a list.
She's like, No.
And then here's a little bit of a clip from one of the other categories.
These nasal noisemakers snooze their way into a competition that is sure to be won by a nose as they compete for best in snoring. And the contenders are Beef, Big Belinda, Charlotte, Chiquita, Frank, Munster, and Scooterbutt.
Okay, so if you recorded on your DVR the 2019 American Rescue Dog Show and you don't want to know who won Best in Snoring, turn down the radio for the next 3 seconds.
Are you giving? Hold on.
Beef won.
Did you just give a spoiler alert for a dog show?
Beef won. Listen to Beef. Beef!
As they compete for best in snoring.
Listen to Beef.
And the contenders are Beef.
Big Beef won,
yeah,
just so
impressive.
You know. Just so you know.
Can you go to Chiquita? Chiquita roll call.
Chiquita? I don't even know where Chiquita is.
Frank. Munster. And Scooterbutt.
That's the one I missed in that.
We missed Chiquita. Yeah. That's okay.
Some other categories for the 2019 American Rescue Dog Show on Hallmark last night. That was hilarious. Best smile. I believe it was a pit bull that won that one. Just the little teeth go up in the back, and they had the little curly ears that are about 1 inch long.
That's awesome. Yay.
Best senior dog. Mm-hmm. Best short and sweet. Basically, it was like the stumpy dog. And again, listen, if you DVR'd the 2019 American Rescue Dog Show and you don't want to know who won best in show, then turn down the radio for 3 seconds right now. The winner of the whole thing, the best in show, was the one that won the short and sweet category.
What kind of dog was that?
It was a funny looking one.
It was
a rescue dog, for crying out loud.
I love those. They're,
like,
so
they're so cute.
It was like a mix between a boxer and a beagle. So it was a boxer body, but it was so low to the ground.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
That's kind of
low rider.
Cool.
Yeah, it looked like a very, very short.
It looked like a car in a rap video from the
90s. It looked like a seal.
It looked like a seal. Actually, it did, yes.
Because the back legs were kind of dragging a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
really
so
bad.
Small.
Okay. The 2019 American Rescue Dog Show on Hallmark Channel.
Can we call that our doggo boxer baby?
Yes.
Of course we can.
That's what I
of
want.
Of course we can.
Kind of like Shadow.
Two more categories left. There was best in belly rubs.
Mm-hmm.
And then best in, this is the one that just caught my attention. This is what was playing right when I flipped to the channel, and I was like, yes.
These dentally dynamic dogs will prove that they're all bark and all underbite to win best in underbite. And the contenders are Creature. Galileo. Jim Bear. Jojo. Mabel. Panagiotta. Oh. And Theodore.
Hi, so my cousin just rolled her eyes when they said Jim Bear, because that, again, if you're DVRing this and you don't want to know, turn down the radio for 3 seconds.
Don't worry about it, Jordan.
Jim Bear won.
I don't think you need to worry about that.
I was stolen.
It was stolen. Creature was pretty weird looking.
Oh, hold on. Cousin Michelle says it was rigged. The system was rigged.
Because either Creature or, oh, what was the, it was the, I think it was the last one that they said. I can't remember.
Creature.
Was it Bark?
No, there was another beef? One. Beef.
It wasn't Beef,
Beef
was it?
Did not compete in two categories.
No, he should have, though. But, he should have been in all the categories.
But basically, the whole thing was just the funniest thing. A dog rescue show where instead of having categories of, like, best in breed, and they all look, they're being judged on how well they look to their breed. This is best in talking, best couch potato, best snoring. It was great.
So basically what you're saying is these are categories that all three of us could enter in, basically.
Oh, yeah.
These
yeah.
are
Wait, which one would you do. Win? Talking, special needs, couch potato, wiggly butt, snoring, smile, senior. Damn it, that's...
I mean, clearly, a wiggly butt, naturally.
Mm. Whoa.
Oh, you want to fight for it? You want to fight about it? You want to fight about it?
Yeah. 2019, 96.5 The Buzz, best in wiggly butt.
It's on!
Jordan Silver and Friends. Friends. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Hartzell, one, two, or three?
Let's go today with number three.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
All right, that one's a little bit better.
That's not terrible. You know what we did yesterday?
Oh, my God, it gets louder.
Yesterday, I played the Doug intro music.
That sounds better for music news, for all news.
I had John Cena queued up, but I thought that might be too much.
In music news, unconfirmed rumors spread it that Pearl Jam is going to be releasing a double vinyl with the complete show that they played live April 29th, 2005. It's coming out for Record Store Day.
Dope.
New Pearl Jam, but not new Pearl Jam, old Pearl Jam.
What day is that again for Record Store Day? Do you have that?
I think it's the 19th of April.
Cool.
Also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing their first show ever in Tasmania. Do you know what country?
Australia. Aussie. Oi.
Nice. And after their first song, the audio cut out while the Chili Peppers were playing, and it took about 15 minutes for the audio to go back on. But while that was happening, Flea was entertaining the audience by doing handstands.
Naturally. Classic Flea, am I right? Classic Flea.
He's always the most.
So how many songs they get in?
One song until the power cut out. And so he just did handstands for 15 minutes. That's a good...
He's like 100 years old. That's really impressive.
I know.
I love that that's his default. Like, when in doubt, I guess we'll do some handstands now. Like, that's cool.
It works. And after 14 years, Beck filed for divorce from his wife of 14 or 15 years, depending on what news outlet you get it from.
Oh.
I love when they go right across the top, and it's like, Beck files for divorce from his wife. 14 years, 15 years, 15 years, 16 years.
Umbrella that thing. Just umbrella.
Yeah. So Beck's single... In music news.
So for those
I have
curious,
a chance.
No, you don't, Michelle.
Oh.
Hey, don't say that. Michelle's got plenty of a chance.
She's got a husband and kids.
Well, again, she's still got a chance.
Oh, my God.
Let's do some national news. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Entering the crowded field for the race for the White House in 2020, the senator from the great state of Vermont, Bernie effing Sanders.
Real change never takes place from the top on down, but always from the bottom on up.
Bernie Sanders' health care for all idea is gaining steam.
Free tuition. Free college tuition. Free tuition champion, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders added, the greatest threat to national security is climate change.
The future of our planet is at stake. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of work in front of us. If we are prepared to stand together, there is no end to what the great people of our nation can accomplish.
Now, Bernie, I love you. I love you.
No?
But can you put in the video that you're running for president?
Because
that was the video. He made in his tweet, says, I'm running for president, but he didn't say it in the video. I mean, granted, we get it, but yeah, Bernie's running. It's a stacked field. I voted for Bernie in the primary. I'm a Democratic Socialist, so that's my dude. That's your dude. Medicare for all is not terrible, man. Free college is not bad.
I actually don't have a awkward segue with this next story.
Oh, we got a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Take me there.
So someone screenshot a picture of Malia Obama's secret Facebook page that she hasn't updated since 2017.
Okay.
So in this school, it's like a desk area, and she has post-it notes that say, Trump is president, this is not okay, Donald Trump is evil, and don't be complacent. And the internet is going crazy.
They need to let that girl live. They need to let that girl live.
Also, somebody leaked a picture of her drinking some wine, and she's only 20.
I'm so sick of this manufactured crisis with Malia Obama. Like, what are we, like, the same people, remember when that weed thing came out when she was smoking in Coachella?
Yeah.
Like, these same white frat boys who turned her in, these garbage friends she has.
Yeah, she needs.
Those are the same folks that were, if they were in Colorado and they were selling a Malia strain of weed, they would have bought it and it would have sold out. So, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let that girl live.
She needs better friends.
She needs, yes.
Take note, Colorado.
Seriously. And, like, you have the Secret Service. Do so much better. This really pisses me off. I really get upset about this. Like, let that girl live.
Let anybody live at that age. Like, we all hadn't had a sip of alcohol before 20.
I mean, look who's... I can't. I mean,
so, in entertainment news, you'll like this one. There is now a competitive sport in France of lightsaber dueling.
Oh, my God, yes.
What? Yep. So, if you want to go to France, you can duel with a lightsaber. How do you even do that? It's a light.
No, it's a laser.
Oh, but then stop. These things are wrong.
What is it then?
It's not a laser or a laser sword. It is a lightsaber. It is in a class of itself. And how do you fight? You let the force take over you. You're one with the force and the force is with you. And you follow along.
I'm just saying I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hartzell, no. You and I, France.
Yeah. Why don't you just practice here?
Do it.
Here's the important question. What's your lightsaber color? That's the important question.
Blue.
Okay.
Does that say something about you?
Yes. It depends on who you talk to, but yes and no. What's your color?
I don't know.
Red.
I don't want one.
You would probably, she'd be red, wouldn't she?
No, I would sit there and watch and be like, this is kind of dumb.
No, she's red. She's a dark side user for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jordan?
Yes.
Speaking of dark side, actually not at all. Does this do anything for you at all?
Wait a minute, I'm ahead in the game.
Anything?
Wait a minute, I gotta get my head in the game.
What you got? That do anything for you, Jordan?
This was a little past my age group, okay. Unfortunately.
Well.
But I know that people are freaking out right now.
People are freaking out because it appears that Disney announced they're going to bring something back. And people got very excited. The internet was on fire. Come to find out, it's just a reboot of High School Musical. High School Musical, the musical.
They're going to redo that already?
It's going to be a TV series on Disney and everyone is angry. Like, everyone is upset.
Because they thought that there was going to be some kind of addition, but really it's a remake?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is...
So they're just elongating it?
And by the way, no one from the original cast, as of now at least...
Of course not, because they're all 50 now.
Exactly. I mean, whatever, but, you know, get your head in the game.
High School Musical.
Get you.
I was a little too old for that, but that's okay.
I didn't get it. It was just too much for me. It's just too much.
From Kelly to Justin.
Now that's a film. That's a
goddamn film. Stop calling that a film.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on The Buzz.
We always sway back and forth to that song.
It's just too easy. That song is made to sway.
I'm still swaying and the song is over. Still doing it in my head.
Bum, bum.
Wreck on tours now that you're gone. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. So I think that we need to start password protecting our stuff in the system.
Yeah, duh.
You've
been here for how long now? Yeah, we need to protect a lot of stuff in this system.
Because
our web browsing history is just gross.
What are you looking at work? I can't see what your computer's doing over there.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
Don't ask the questions that you don't want the answers to.
At work?
We have a first floor bathroom that you have not been introduced to.
Yeah, I don't
want to
know about that. I don't ever want to use the first. I'll use outside before I use the first floor bathroom.
Say this has got a shower in there, too. I'll just say that.
So it sounds like we knew that this was a really good song. We loaded it in on, I believe, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We played another song on Friday. Didn't ever get to this one. And you think that the Church of Laszlo took it.
I was saying that. Maybe they played it for mail. But honestly, I think I'm hearing it because I put it in the system. So really do think that maybe we might be breaking this one for us.
Okay, good. Because it's really good.
I was thinking about that.
So the band is Foals.
Little band we call Foals.
That will be in town I don't remember exactly the date.
Neither do I.
I should have put that. But I do have the date that their album comes out, which is March 8th. It's the first part of a two-part album called Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. So good.
I see what you did there now. I see what you did.
What?
Everything will be... Password lost. Got it.
Honestly, we could make the password Laszlo and Laszlo would never get it.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
He never would. He was complaining about passwords on Twitter
a couple days ago. Can't even spell it.
His own name?
There's no chance.
Good to know. I'll put password. Can we put passwords on this?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to password the system. But right now, Foles, this is a great one for that new or used section that we're still trying to name, the Silver Foxhole Syndrome new song.
I think you just named it.
The Silver Foxhole?
That's it. Oh, that's it, Jordan. I like that a lot, actually.
It's Foles with On the Luna.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
Hartsy, is it a hard question to ask what your favorite TV show is of all time?
All time? Yes, all time, yeah.
Do you have a top three?
For sure. Sanford and Sons.
Oh, yes.
Let's see here.
I love how cultured you are.
Oh, yeah. Sanford and Sons, Veep, Parks and Rec, The Office. That's top four. And then anything wrestling related.
Of course.
That's top five.
Yes,
that by
takes,
default.
Of course.
What about you?
Skins from the UK is one of my favorite shows.
It better be the UK version.
You know, of course. The American version didn't even make it like three episodes.
There she goes.
Downton Abbey, of course.
Naturally.
And then just to even add more to the oldness of me, Golden Girls.
Oh, it's your cat is literally named Blanche.
Right.
Good point. Good point.
People know this. So something went on over the weekend that everybody on earth tagged me in. I got tagged from friends, family, a babysitter that I had once, a boss that I don't like anymore, a random girl I sat next to once at jury duty, a girl that worked at the gas station down from my house, and many members of the Buzz family.
Sounds like the elites. The elite hitting
like
you up.
The Illuminati. Like everybody,
Did they hit you up about it too?
No. Actually, no. I have more about the Illuminati, but we'll get to that.
Good.
It's the Golden Girls cruise. Did you hear about this?
I didn't even know there was a thing. You literally have educated me on all of this in the past 2 minutes.
Do not go to my Facebook.
What even is a Golden Girls cruise?
It's setting for Miami in 2020, February 24th, 2020.
You have the date. Of course you do.
Of course I do. It's me.
Of course you do.
And because the show took place in Miami. So it's going from there, going to Key West, a couple stops in Mexico. Basically, it's going to be like a revival of the show on this cruise ship, about a 1,000-foot cruise ship, max of 2,000 passengers. Tickets are between $1,000 and $1,200 for those couple days, 4 or 5 days. But there's going to be a cheesecake party, which is really big on the show.
That's a thing, okay.
A bar crawl, that's not very big on the show. I don't know what that is. A fancy dress party, a bingo night.
Naturally. Where's Betty White? Is she going to be involved at all? Because isn't she like the only one alive still?
You are correct.
Okay. Everybody else is dead.
But I don't think that she is involved.
She can't last that long. The girl's like 99. She's 1,000 years old. Let's be real.
I think 92.
She's a nice gal and all, but I don't know if she can still cruise. Can she still hang is my question.
She is still around.
Okay. I'm just
saying. She's hanging by a moment.
There's a lot of lawlessness that goes on cruises. I'm just trying to look out for Miss White.
Have you been on a cruise?
Have not. Actually, haven't.
I've had girlfriends cheat on me on cruises.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Freaks come out.
Were you with them?
No, of course not. I was at home cleaning and cooking and working and paying the bills. Anyway, so not a sort. Basically, I would love to do this. This sounds amazing. It's my show. I'll get to hang out with people that also know, like, every piece of trivia.
See, that's the kicker. I feel like that might be almost intimidating.
Why?
Because you've got the people who are going to, you're going to have the folks there who are going to pretend like they know everything. Mm-hmm. So I have the same problem with Star Wars people, with wrestling people. We can't just have normal conversations.
Really?
About the show. It's now like the fandom is so hot that you have to know everything. And you almost feel like, well, I mean, I like this show. Like, I thought I could be on this cruise.
I know the show so well. That in the intro where they show them turning around and smiling and saying something and it says their name underneath, you know, just like any TV show where it takes clips. I know what they're saying when they turn around.
Because it has that classic 80s theme, you know.
It's got the thank you for being a friend. And,
yes.
And Betty White turns around and when it says Betty White across the bottom, she goes, he's such a royal pain in the butt. That's how well I know the Golden Girls. Okay. But I would love to do this. but I'm afraid now.
Well, if you need to, if you want to like put your toe in the water, text line says that about once every year or so, Missy B's does a Golden Girls drag review.
Ooh.
So maybe that's a good way for you to, you know, just dabble in it before you have to go full cruise.
Okay. I'll tell you why I'm worried about it, because this sounds horrible and this is so judgy, but the company that's putting it on is called Flip Phone Events.
Oh, no. Hard pass. No.
Right.
No,
right.
No.
Dude, now I'm sorry. Fyre Festival? All those documentaries, like, I feel like I'm scared now.
You have to be. Everything could be a con. And also, the flip phone production company, boo.
Right.
No,
that's like when our lie detector said at the top, real lie detector. It's kind of one of those things.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. In the morning. On 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm going to hit them in the face with this.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. News. On 96.5 The Buzz.
All right. Today in music history, in 1994, the acoustic version of 10,000 Maniacs' Because the Night from MTV's Unplugged hit number one.
Hey.
P.S. We don't have that in the system.
Of course we don't.
We have so many other 10,000 Maniacs songs, but not that one.
We never have what we need.
Who writes this stuff? On this day in 1972, I'm going to have to turn that down because Harry Nilsson's Without You hits number one in America, where it will stay for 4 weeks, and that is this song. Right. One of the best songs ever written.
Just look up that man's discography. So great.
I can't forget this evening, or your face is you.
I'm going to move it to the chorus.
Yep. Oh, hit that beat. Yes, Harry.
It hit number one for the first time on this day in 1972.
Should have stayed there.
Forever.
Forever.
Forget Wonderwall. Forget anything the Killers ever did. There's a movie called The Rules of Attraction.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
The
movie,
most painful suicide scene in TV history.
It hurts, man. Like, it hurts.
It's with this song. Physically painful suicide scene. Oh, my God. Yes. So that's what I've got. Oh, and on this day in 1982... this is the day where Ozzy Osbourne got arrested for peeing. What is that noise?
Is that me?
I don't know.
Is that me?
Do you hear that?
I do. Are we about to, is this, are we about to blow up?
God, I hope not.
Well, that was weird. What is that? What are we breaking right now?
We didn't break anything.
Text line, if you hear that, let us know. 96500. Something's counting down. I think there's literally a bomb in here because that's... that ain't great. Are we about to, is something about to light on fire?
I don't know. Let's just hit a song for a second.
What?
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
You could be another face that I forget as soon as I move along. Everybody makes mistakes, am I mistaken for the way I carry on? You could show a little grace, but maybe things just went a bit too far. We are just who we are, no time for what if, so what if not? Heavy as a setting sun. Oh, I'm counting all the numbers between zero.
Kick my shoes off and run.
just like anything with electronics and ticking noises, the moment that you hear that, it is very good to abort.
Sounds like Jordan might have left that back massager on, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for that text line. You think you might be right?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, quick recap. 10,000 Maniacs on this day in 1994. They were number one with that MTV Unplugged Because the Night song. Also, Harry Nilsson's Without You hits number one in America. And on this day in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne pees on the statue at the Alamo and gets arrested. And it's a big deal if you ever saw his Behind the Music on VH1.
It's very good stuff. Shall we do some national news? Jordan, just real quick, we talked about this earlier. Bernie Sanders running for president of these here United States of America. Here, real quick, we talked about it earlier. Let's play a quick clip, him announcing real quick.
Senator Sanders, you're going to run for president.
I am going to run for president. That's correct.
What's going to be different this time?
We're going to win.
My man.
That's what I was saying.
My man. That's my dude right there, y'all.
What's going to be different?
He said, what are we going to do? He said, I'm going to win, Maine.
Damn straight.
Okay, anyway, let's move on to more national news and awkward transitions. Have you ever been stuck on a ride before, Jordan?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Like at an amusement park?
Uh-huh.
Have you been stuck in said ride above water?
No.
Okay, well, that's what happened last night at SeaWorld. Here we go.
His new video, the parkgoers were stranded on a gondola ride that goes over the park, but it also goes over water to give people a view of Mission Viejo Bay. And that is where the guests were stranded. They were stuck over the water. Some girls rode it just before it got stuck and then had to wait for their family members who waited to be rescued.
That sucks. That sucks.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, 3.5 hours.
That's a long time to be stuck on.
I was stuck on I was at a festival that had one of the one of those big wheels,
Ferris wheels.
Yeah, and I was with this chick, and she was a little bit drunk, and she brought her kid with her, and I had to babysit the kid. And we got stuck.
Oh my god! How do you go to the bathroom?
We didn't.
Oh, see, no.
And he had to go, so that was awkward.
Damn.
I had to play dad for a little bit. No, thank you. And in our entertainment news, I'm gonna try to get that Trump audio to work, by the way, because that man's a fool. So, you like Smurfs, Jordan? You ever watch that show? Little Blue People. It's actually very ahead of its time. It's actually a pretty deep show. So, in Germany, group of people totaling 2,766. They organized to set the Guinness World Records for the most Smurfs in one given space. I got some audio. It's German, and it's odd. I
hope they're not swearing.
Who knows? I mean, man, getting after it. Like, I didn't know there was enough about the Smurfs to just yell about, but apparently there is.
Germans always sound so angry. They could be saying something like, I am so in love. This is such a beautiful day. But the language is just like,
I mean, even I love you sounds really, really angry.
How do you say I love you in Germany?
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich?
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich.
All right.
Go lick a dick that dick. All right. Just in case you're curious, the previous record was 2,510 people set in 2009 in Wales. So it looks like they have broken the records. That's cool. Being a part of history.
So what exactly was it? Did they have, like, Smurf statues, or were they dressed as
Smurfs? Oh, they were all dressed. I mean, there's three. Look at this. This is, talk about 10,000 maniacs.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on The Buzz.
Why are you wearing gloves?
I got cold.
All right.
I got real cold. Plus, I'm going the Black Panther route. Not Black Panther. No, yeah, Black Panther. That's it.
The O.J. Simpson route.
Uh-huh. These fit, though, so I guess I did it.
You gotta take your arthritis medicine.
That's what it is. He didn't take his arthritis medicine, so his knuckles got chunky, and that's why the glove didn't fit, according to one of the documentaries. I don't know if that's true. Also, I don't know what happened exactly in this story, but I'm going to present you with the facts that I know from this story.
Okay.
And we can go from there. So, you love going to the mall, Hartzell.
I am part of a mall walking troupe. Walk is life.
I'm going to need a little bit more information on that, please.
We just show up at the mall every weekend. Saturday, Sunday, we have like a group of us that we just kind of walk around. We don't really know our names. We just kind of all have decided that we're just going to walk around together.
Before or after the mall opens?
It's not even open yet.
Because the doors are always open.
Doors open at 8:30. I know there's. I'm there at 9, so gates open at 9.
Could you please describe the other people that are...
They're old.
Okay.
I was going to say, what's the average age?
65. Yeah.
65, they're, 65, 67, 27.
Yeah, they're all collecting Medicare and Social Security, but, you know, it's fine. We got some good steps in. We always stop by Auntie Anne's.
That's right.
And ruin our walk.
Yes, that's what it would do.
Yep.
So, is this the Oak Park Mall?
OP, yep, that's it.
Okay.
Oak Park Mall.
Big old, what day do you do that?
I do it. I try to go Saturdays for sure, and if I'm feeling really adventurous, I'll go Sunday, too.
That's so much cardio.
It's so much cardio.
So on Saturday,
such a loser.
There was an incident. No, you're not. Do not. On Saturday, there was an incident at a Vans store at the Oak Park Mall.
Very familiar with such Vans store.
A kid got fired because he was working at the store, and the employee told a 14-year-old boy who was shopping with his mom to take off his MAGA. Is that how you say it?
MAGA. It's all
MAGA, English. Whatever. Yeah. Make America Great Again hat when he entered the store. When the 14-year-old kid didn't respond, the employee apparently said, F you. Now, this is audio from the, I guess, another brother, somebody that's in the family that was, the kid was wearing the hat.
I said nothing to you. I did nothing to you. And what did you say to my son? To my 14-year-old son?
Yeah.
What did
I'm sure
you
he's
say?
Heard it before.
What did you say again?
So, I know that's hard to hear, but that's the part of the video. Unfortunately, the original situation that happened was not caught on tape, so we can only go with what we have as far as the story. But then the woman talks to the manager of said Van store, and this is what happens.
14-year-old child, then he said, F you, to my son. My son said nothing to him, did nothing. That is a disrespectful punk right there. He did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Sorry, guys. Just go about your business.
Absolutely not. I want a corporate office.
Sure.
I want everything right now.
So, yeah, that's the mom that wants to talk to people.
Stupid. So stupid.
Why, though?
The dude asked if you would take off your hat.
Yeah. He's just wearing a hat.
Okay, when I go to Power and Light and they make me take off my hat because I'm too black to be down there, I take it off. I don't have a choice. Take it off. What's the point? Also, all right, let's do a deep dive. I'm getting these weeds real quick. That hat. It's not a hat. Like, it's not a hat anymore. Like, I don't care what anybody says. It's not a hat. All right? There's a reason why you don't wear white hoods out to the mall anymore.
White? I think that's kind of a stretch.
How?
This is...
Also,
definitely nobody wears white hoods anymore.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time.
Exactly. You know why?
Right.
Because it ain't a good look anymore.
Right. But...
Because that hat means more than just a hat.
But people have two different opinions. Like, the first thing I have to say is that I am not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form. Even though everybody thinks...
Disclaimer.
Everyone thinks that I am a conservative. I'm not really, but...
You're moderate.
It's
sure.
It's just a hat. And
no, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
If this kid wants to wear Mm-mm. a hat.
It wasn't just a hat in Charlottesville. I'll steal this.
This
from,
is the Oak
I'm
Park
gonna steal
Mall.
This. I'll steal this. Doesn't matter. I'll steal this from Laszlo. Not all racists. Not all. How should I put this? How should I put this so I don't get in trouble? Not all racists wear MAGA hats. But if you're a racist, you probably got a MAGA hat on.
The kid didn't say anything. He was
exactly.
just walking into a store.
So if I'm a manager, if I'm working in that store, I'm like, hey, man, you mind taking your hat off? And he just doesn't do anything? Well, yeah, F off. All right, man. Like, hey.
He didn't do anything.
Hold on,
he didn't
hold on. This is a store with more people than just you, guy. I don't care if you're 14. Also, do you even know what you're wearing? Also, mom, have you told him about anything? They're both idiots. As a mom, like, she didn't do anything wrong. Like, of course. Of course you should call corporate, no problem. But, you know, if you're going to deny, it's like this fake effing outrage, okay? If you're gonna blow so much smoke about serving gay people cakes, if you don't want to do that because you have your right to not serve whoever you not serve.
This isn't a serving thing, though. This is just the kid walking
same
in with
difference.
A hat. No, it's not.
It's a service. You're walking
no,
into
not.
Someone else's store. Like, that is the thing.
And in most cases, the customer is always right.
They're not.
Yes,
that's
they
not
are.
True.
Have you not worked in retail?
That's a false dichotomy.
The kid that said F you got fired.
Yeah, no, by the way,
because
you
it goes against the policy of the store, which is to make the customer comfortable.
That happens. Listen, I used to coach track at my high school that I went to high school with. Those kids finished fifth in state. I made a bunch of tweets about smoking hella weed and I got fired. Like, yes, there's consequences to your actions, absolutely. But yeah, if I'm in that kid, I do the same thing. If I am that worker, I do the same thing.
I disagree. I disagree in the sense that it's a hat. Unfortunately,
a hat.
There are people that... Will you let me finish?
I will. Not a hat.
Unfortunately, there are people that... Not unfortunately. People have different opinions than us, and I feel like it's bullying. The kid didn't come in just, like, screaming obscenities or anything. He was just there shopping with his mother. It's just a hat. And I think it's, honestly, I think it's bullying.
No.
And it's the way that you want to treat. You can't just go at somebody who didn't do anything.
It's okay when you go to a store.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He started it.
You go to a gas station, it says no shoes, no shirt, no service. Like, those are the rules of that place. If he's like, yo, man, there's lots of people here that find that hat very, very offensive. You're now making everyone else in my store uncomfortable. Can you just do me a solid and take the hat off? If you don't respond.
That's not what he said. He didn't say anything like that.
He asked him to take the hat off.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
But and when the kid didn't respond.
What's the difference?
But why?
What's the difference?
It's the difference is other people are allowed to have their own opinion.
That's fine, but you're in my shop now, and I have to also
but
make sure that there's...
But it's not his shop.
He's a worker on behalf... How are we not missing this? He's a worker on behalf of the store, okay? It's his job to also make sure that everyone else in that store is not uncomfortable. Like, it just seems
Listen, if he came in with an AK-47, then I feel like he could be talking about something. But the kid's just wearing a hat who was just looking on... I don't know, looking at clothes with his mom. I think it's the exact opposite. I think that if you want people to treat you with respect, you have to treat them with respect. And if you started something, it's a completely different story. Completely different
that
story.
That hat is rooted in disrespect. That hat is a symbol. It is what it is. Like, listen, it's not just a hat anymore. Like, it's not just a hat anymore.
It's not just a hat to you.
But to a 14-year-old kid.
Who knows nothing. Why is he even wearing the hat?
Because
does he know anything about anything?
He must support Trump.
So he supports bigotry, racist ideology, separating kids at the border from their family. Like, that hat is a symbol of hate.
Who knows what he knows about it?
Nothing.
Because he's 14. That's an assumption. You're assuming that you know anything about this kid.
I'll probably be right on that one.
Well, you don't know that, so I don't...
Well, I mean...
The hat's a swastika, guys. Like,
I'm just looking... Okay, so you're looking at the hat... Cousin is saying, you know, talking about the hat. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of the actual store. You know, you can't have employees. This is not like a mom and pop shop place where you own the store. You have to include everybody and not exclude anybody based on what they're wearing.
Well, the guy got fired. Like, there are repercussions to your actions.
Absolutely.
Like, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have fired him, but like, if we're going to talk about that hat and we're going to talk about what the hat means, then let's call a spade a spade. It ain't just a hat.
It's what it means to you, and it's what it means to what somebody's wearing. If when I wear my Yankees hat around here, people get pissed, and I'm like, it's just a hat, bitch. Shut up, you know? It's just a hat.
It's not this.
And it's how I feel. I like the New York Yankees.
The Yankees didn't say there's good people on both sides of a racist march.
I don't think that... I do not believe in any of the Trump stuff at all. I'm just seeing it from a bully standpoint, and it's like, don't start stuff. If everybody can just exist, and the kid could shop and the other guy could leave him alone, then I think that it would be fine.
You're living in a world that's not reality. That's not how it works. That's just not how it works in 2019, I'll be honest. Like, we talked about it before. 2016 changed everything. Like, I would not be opposed to my friends who voted for Mitt Romney, who voted for John McCain, who voted for George W. Bush, although he sucked too. All right, it's different now. It's different now.
This kid's 14 years old.
This kid should know better then. Or his mom should know better.
His mom is probably a Trump supporter. You don't think there's any way that family is divided?
Well, then,
politically.
Again, if I'm the worker, it is my job to make sure everyone in my store is uncomfortable.
Well,
it's not uncomfortable. Okay? It's just one versus all. Like, he's the one person with the hat, and I have a whole store that people may be upset.
How do you know the political views of everybody else in that store?
I don't, exactly, which is why I asked you to take the hat off. Like, that's, I don't know.
No, it could have been filled with, I don't think it would be, but what if it was filled with people that agreed with the hat?
You assume they don't. You assume that everyone's politically neutral. That's
why
what
are
you're supposed to do.
When why you go are you assuming?
Vote, when you go vote, there's a reason why they don't let you wear a campaign attire.
If someone is politically neutral, then therefore they wouldn't be offended either way.
Then take the hat off. Like, why, let's not...
Why does the kid have to take off the hat? Because...
If they didn't want them wearing the hat inside the store, put a sign up that says no MAGA hat.
And by the way, I'm not saying that that's, like, I'm not saying you're wrong. They maybe should have, but again, there's stores that have no shoes, no shirt, no service. You're right. And the guy got fired, so I'm not sure why there's an uproar. I'll just say that, like, if we're going to talk about what that means and why that guy did that, then let's talk about what actually it is. It's not just a hat. Like, it's not a red hat or a white hat or whatever the hell he's got on. Like, it's not.
But it's
and as a black man, I'll go there too. Like, that If I, like, I'm uncomfortable when I see it. I feel like I'm attacked when I see it because I know what that thing stands for. When your campaign promise is to build a wall to separate people from their families, and that's who you are. That is your calling card. Obama had Yes We Can, okay? Trump has his wall on these hats.
I mean, think what's going on here is you're reading way too much into
it. You're not reading enough into it, I don't think.
And I think that's the problem.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Jeremy.
Good morning.
I am so disappointed. I watched a television program last night that you were not in.
Well, there's a reason I do radio, so I don't need to be on television.
No, you could be on television because the focus wouldn't exactly be on you. You would just be the forever mom.
Mm-hmm. Forever mom.
For the 2019 American Rescue Dog Show.
Oh, thank God you were talking about dogs.
Yes, dogs. Oh, I see.
No, okay, got it.
About dogs.
Got it.
And your beautiful puppy, Jones.
Jones is a good boy.
A very good-looking boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is unlike the Westminster Dog Show, where they just are very vapid. You have to look like your breed. They, like, touch your winky. It's, like, real nasty.
I was going to say they didn't lift one tail and show one butthole. Not one single butthole was shown.
Yes.
Oh, man. Then what are we even doing this for? Now?
It was Hallmark Channel. I think that's why there was none. The other one was on CBS. So, anyway. But these categories were so much better than just best, I don't know, terrier, best big breed.
Rescue dog show. I'm looking this thing up.
Yep. Best in wiggly butt.
Oh my gosh.
Was one of the categories. And the dogs just ran. And it was kind of gross because the camera kept getting in the dog's butt area, just staring at it wiggle.
But again, no buttholes were shown.
Yes.
It's a butthole free show.
It's Hallmark Channel.
My favorite kind of show. Actually, my least favorite kind of show.
Yeah, right?
What am I saying?
I'm with you on that one.
What am I saying?
The best in
what is this?
Talking. One of the dogs said, I rah woo.
It was fantastic.
Just adorable. Just adorable.
Best in belly rubs.
Yep.
Best in couch potato.
Yep.
That's a
They rolled the girl out on a couch with the puppy in her lap.
She didn't even have to get up. They didn't have to do the walk that all the other dogs had to do.
Was that me? That might have
been
me.
Okay. Yeah. This sounds like my kind of dog show.
Yep.
Best underbite was my personal favorite.
Mine too. Mine too. But then I have audio from the best snoring.
Oh.
These nasal noisemakers snooze their way into a competition that is sure to be won by a nose as they compete for best in snoring. And the contenders are Beef, Big Belinda, Charlotte, Chiquita,
there she is,
Frank, Munster, and Scooterbutt.
Scooter butt.
This is what we did last night.
Wow.
Do you want to know who won?
Sure.
Beef.
I was going to say, was it Big Bertha?
Big Beef. Big Beef.
Big Belinda.
Belinda. Big Belinda. No, Sorry.
Beef won the best snoring.
Naturally.
Beef looked like a beef.
Beef was a bulldog.
Yep. No, it was the, what is it called? The...
I thought it was like a Rottweiler pit mix, right? We said it earlier.
It was a bulldog, but it had like the weird face.
Should have been Chiquita. That's why I had my money on.
I think
Chiquita and Beef, followed by Man Meat next year. Front runner.
This sounds like something that Buzz would put on.
I am in love with this. I'm looking at their website right now. It was hosted by Rebecca Romaine and Jerry O'Connell.
Mm-hmm. LOL.
So right there, you got me. Like, I am in. It looks like Ross the intern was there. I love him so much because I love him on RuPaul. And then all these dogs are absolutely amazing.
Yes. Best underbites. So cute. That's when I knew we were going to stop and watch the rest of this show, that I was going to be late for bed and everything just because.
As soon as, is it Lisa? Lisa Vanderpump?
Yes, that was Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay, so as soon as Lisa Vanderpump walked on the show, I was like, oh, cousin's going to watch this. This is going to be an all-night affair.
It wasn't just because it was Lisa Vanderpump. It was because it was best underbite. All of a sudden, these dogs are like, ooh.
Who is Lisa Vanderpump?
Exactly.
Why are we not best friends?
Lisa Vanderpump. I have no idea who this person is.
What a name.
Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, okay. I see you, Lisa. I see you, Lisa.
Yep.
I want to know how to get in this. How do we?
I know.
How do we make this work?
How do you use Jones win best smile?
Yeah, cousin Michelle was yelling at the TV yesterday. Why isn't Jones in this?
Mm-hmm. Or just any like dog from Kansas City. Like, can we sponsor a dog? Can we adopt a dog
and have a dog
in this?
No. Can it be a cat?
Are you saying you want a dog in the fight?
It's
It's a dog show, not a cat show.
Where is the cat show? Is there a cat show?
Isn't there a...
There's about to be there the Jordan is a cat Silver show. Cat show.
There's that show on Netflix about the cat
oh,
show.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Have
yes,
you watched
I
that?
Did watch that. It's okay. called Catwalk.
There you go. So it there is a cat show. It's nice. Just not televised because it's not really that exciting.
This is ridiculous.
It's not dogs. So.
This is
I mean,
so
what do the cats run around? Like
my
what?
Cat has the best wiggly butt.
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
How long does it last before he turns around and bites you?
A half a second.
Exactly.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check.
So we have found cat shows.
Oh, yeah, there's cat shows.
They have. Do they happen the same time that South by Southwest is?
Are we going? Are we going to South by? Because I want to go.
I'm going.
We went last year. We crushed, Jay.
I don't know what you guys are doing, but I will be there.
I want to go South by.
I want to go to the cat show. Is that bad?
To each their own.
Apparently there's a cat show somewhere in
Lenexa.
Lenexa.
March 9th?
March 9th.
Cat show.
That's my mom's birthday.
Oh,
so.
They sent us a Facebook link for the event, too.
Yeah.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they're listening.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're the ones telling us about
from
it.
From the 408.
Thank you very much. Is my cat eligible? He has a funky toe, just like his mother. he's a Hemingway cat, so oh. He has one extra little like finger, but it's like weird.
That was a good reference. I like
it's
that
not
one.
Weird. It's perfect.
It's just not like perfect. It's weird. I want to pull. Mm-hmm.
He has an extra appendage to walk down the catwalk.
He won't walk down the catwalk.
There's got to be a category for that.
See,
right?
That's what I wonder be. About cat shows. Like dog shows, you know, they run in circles and they do cute sits and whatnot. A cat's just gonna look at you like, bitch.
Yeah, I went to
leave me alone.
I went to CatCon last year.
Yeah,
stop.
Of course
it.
You did.
I did. Of course
stop
I did.
It.
Of course I did.
Of course.
Of course I did. I tried to win one of those magic.
This is why you're single, Jordan. Mm-hmm. This is why you're single for 3 years.
I thought I would meet a nice babe there that also liked cats.
Yes, and that yes. babe had four legs, and her name was a cat.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
That babe was 90 years old, and I was like, oh, you're just a little too old. A little too old for me. So, Hartzell.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my cousin and I were shopping at one of my favorite stores, and we found something that is so perfect for you.
Oh.
That I had to purchase it.
Whoa, you got
oh,
me a thing?
No.
Oh,
I got
God.
You a thing.
Oh, this is a big thing. Oh, God, what is this?
Okay, hold on. Take a look.
Groceries delivered in little as 1 hour.
Okay, well, that's not from the store. Okay. That's just whatever bag.
It's really good wrapping.
All right, I'm going to literally, I have it facing the opposite
yep.
way.
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice.
You
oh,
always say that.
It's a mirror and it says, P.S., you got this. Oh.
You always say you got, well, it's a cocaine mirror.
Well, yeah, yeah. But naturally. I mean, we know where this is going. Come on.
She's the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world. And she does an alternative morning show. How is this going to work? It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning.
When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
That is what the kids are into.
I don't get that one bit. What the hell was that?
Billie Eilish, bury a friend.
I like Billie Eilish, but bury that song.
Sold out at the Silverstein Eye Centers.
Mm-hmm. Almost there.
Tickets on Craigslist. $300. Oh,
she forgot the last word.
$300.
You forgot the last word.
Arita!
There she is.
58,000 people. 5,800 people. 5,800 people.
It'll be a great show.
You just came in here, Jeremy, and you just blew all of our minds.
I love that song.
Wow.
I would never. It freaks me the hell out, but I love that song.
Everything I know is a lie.
Yeah, I thought I had you pegged. Not even a little bit. That is.
That song is cool.
Explain.
Oh, man, she's flexing today. God damn, she's flexing today.
As our music director?
Man, she's like, I put it in the system, so I like it. Leave me alone.
We put it in the system.
Oh, wow. Man. I mean, it'll be a great
it's
show.
It's Billie Eilish.
She'll
I
be
mean,
a great show.
There's nothing that you could say. I'm People love it. Yeah.
And she's awesome. That no, song is just not
I think it's good. Great. I'm very surprised that you like it.
It sounds cool.
It's not Incubus. This is so odd.
It's not Incubus. It's not. We are working on new music, and I'm super
oh,
excited.
Oh, I know. I know you know that.
Are there other things that we don't know that you like?
So excited. I'm all over the place.
She really is. I like I said all the time, you really can't nail Jeremy down.
Yeah, no.
The only thing I think is a constant for Jeremy is some type of fruity vodka drink.
Usually, yeah.
That's the only constant I think in Jeremy's life.
Pretty much.
And Jones.
I was going to say and Jones.
And Jones.
And that's new. The vodka's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jones has only been here a year.
Okay.
Man, We had some fun with that purple drink we had.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And I don't even drink vodka. And I definitely don't drink vodka that has color to it.
Yeah.
How did we get from Billie Eilish to drinking vodka?
Sorry. We had
I feel like you should.
Those two go hand in hand, I think.
She's listening. You're listening to
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Song just seems too warm right now.
It is. You know what? That song does kind of warm me up a little bit. I know, right?
Actually, can you see the moon right now?
1 second. Let me take a look.
I would be very impressed if you said yes.
Sure. Why not?
Well, no.
No, I don't see it.
Because exactly right now is cloudy. When the super moon is the brightest.
Right now?
Right now.
Hold on. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the sun?
No, the other one.
Right there, and it's pretty bright.
Right. No, that's usually pretty bright. But the super moon. But since it's daylight, we're going to see it best today at 4:30 or 5:30. Between 4:30 and 5:30 our time.
Isn't that when the snow's coming in?
Yep.
Awesome. I'll see you on Thursday.
Why are you looking at me?
You want to take this seat tomorrow?
I have a feeling I'm going to be driving everybody to work tomorrow, so I will be in that seat tomorrow. More than likely.
Yeah, you know what's awesome? Living next to teacher. Because teacher will pick you up.
Yeah, I know.
When are you buying a new car? When are you going to get a new, like, Midwest appropriate car?
Midwest appropriate.
Could you do that, please?
I know. You know what, though? That little Mini Cooper has made it. On Friday,
yeah, it did good?
It did good. I mean, it made it.
It did.
It did. It got from point A to point B, which was surprising because it was pretty slippery.
How long did it take you to get from work to home?
6 years. No, it took a very long time.
It was a little bit. Yeah, I was waiting for you.
And the
I
whole
was
time,
a little nervous.
The whole time I was driving, I was thinking of this conversation I had with Laszlo before I took the job about how it snows here.
Y'all speak for yourself. I ain't doing it. F all of that. I'm an LSMO. If I can't get out of that subdivision, Journey, go ahead and come on in.
I told you I have a spare room.
You can cuddle
with Jones and the cat.
I got two dogs I got to take
care of. The boyfriend. I know you love boyfriend a lot.
I do. I like boyfriend's beard a lot.
I know. You can just curl up and I'll bring you to work tomorrow.
Listen, I am not sacrificing life or limb. I'm being honest, y'all. I'll just be real with you. If I can't get out of that subdivision, going back inside, hop in the shower.
Yeah, going to bed like last time?
Mm-hmm. Why not? Yeah. Well, I almost got in trouble. Sure.
That's the winning attitude.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz. All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.